Dewey and his colleague, KBI Agent Clarence Dunce, stood waiting for a free table in the trail room. Looking around at the customary exhibit of lunch hour faces, soft-fleshed businessmen and ranchers with sun-branded coarse complexions, Dewey acknowledged particular acquaintances. The county coroner, Dr. Fenton. The manager of the Warren, Tom Mahar. Harrison Smith, who had run for county attorney last year and lost the election to Dwayne West. And also Herbert W. Clutter, the owner of River Valley Farm and a member of Dewey's Sunday school class. Wait a minute. Wasn't Herb Clutter dead? And hadn't Dewey attended his funeral? Yet there he was, sitting in the trail room's circular corner booth, his lively brown eyes, his square-jawed, genial good looks unchanged by death. But Herb was not alone. Sharing the table were two young men, and Dewey, recognizing them, nudged Agent Dunce. Look. Where? The corner. I'll be damned. Hickok and Smith. But the moment of recognition was mutual. Those boys smelled danger. Feet first, they crashed through the trail room's plate glass window, and with Dunce and Dewey leaping after them, sped along Main Street, past Palmer Jewelry, Norris Drugs, the Garden Cafe, then around the corner and down to the depot, and in and out, hide and seek, among a congregation of white grain storage towers. Dewey drew a pistol, and so did Dunce, but as they took aim, the supernatural intervened. Abruptly, mysteriously, it was like a dream. Everyone was swimming. The pursued, the pursuers, stroking the awesome width of water that the Garden City Chamber of Commerce claims is the world's largest free swim pool. As the detectives drew abreast of their quarry, why, once more, how did it happen? Could he be dreaming? The scene faded out and faded in upon another landscape. Valley View Cemetery, that gray and green island of tombs and trees and flowered paths, a restful, leafy, whispering oasis lying like a cool piece of cloud shade on the luminous wheat plains north of town. But now Dunce had disappeared, and Dewey was alone with the hunted men. Though he could not see them, he was certain they were hiding among the dead, crouching there behind a headstone, perhaps the headstone of his own father. Alvin Adams Dewey, September 6th, 1879, January 26th, 1948. Gun drawn, he crept along the solemn lanes until, hearing laughter and tracing its sound, he saw that Hickok and Smith were not hiding at all, but standing astride the as-yet unmarked mass grave of Herb and Bonnie and Nancy and Kenyon, standing legs apart, hands on hips, heads flung back, laughing. Dewey fired, and again, and again. Neither man fell, though each had been shot through the heart three times. They simply rather slowly turned transparent, by degrees grew invisible, evaporated, though the loud laughter expanded until Dewey bowed before it, ran from it, filled with a despair so mournfully intense that it awakened him.